Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The wonderfully illustrated children's picture book, Timothy McMaster by James M. Wyman, is designed to help caring adults have a conversation with the children in their lives about the dangers of too much screen time and how to appreciate activities outside of the house. But it's not just for the kids. Everyone who engages in this fun and meaningful story has the opportunity to reflect on their own habits and help themselves as they seek to help the kids they love. James Lyman has worked with children and families for over 30 years, has seen their challenges up close and personal. He loves to write humorous stories that promote healthy relationships, self-awareness, and life-changing moments. And James Lyman, author of the highly praised children's picture book, Timothy McMaster, is our guest on This Week in America. James, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you so much, Rick. It's good to be here.
It is such a wonderful job that you've done with this book. Let's start with the inspiration. What made you realize, boy, these kids are spending way too much time on social media? I need to sort of address this in a humorous but instructive way. Where did the idea come from?
So I've written a lot of stories over the years for a church setting, but I wanted to write a book because I was sitting outside of a middle school school one day, sitting there waiting for the light to turn where the cars could start going again. And I looked over to my right and I saw kids streaming out of this middle school, and every kid was on their screen. And I thought to myself, whatever happened to talking to the people beside you? Like, I'm sure they were texting the people that were right beside
probably
them. And it was just like, there's too much screen time going on. And then we live with our grandkids here in Virginia, and we started noticing that they were having a struggle with too much screen time as well. So I thought, well, I'll write a story for them. And when I wrote the story, then I was like, I showed them the words, and they're like, well, who's going to illustrate it? And so I had to find an illustrator, but it started a conversation with the kids and with their parents, which I thought, hey, I might need to get this thing published, because everybody kept telling me, you need to get this published. So that was like the inspiration for this book.
And the book is available wherever books are sold. I'll send you to James' website, which is jimlymancreative.wordpress.com. Also jimlymancreative.blog. I'll give you those throughout the program. And they're on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And Lyman is L-Y-M-A-N. And all the reviews say the same thing. Boy, this really starts a great conversation in our household. And adults are saying, boy, there's something for me to learn from this as well. And we'll talk about that in a second, but you mentioned the illustrations. Boy, the illustrations are a key to making this book really successful. How did you go about finding an illustrator? Because they've done a wonderful job in reflecting your message.
So her name is Busizwe Dlamini, and I found her on Freelancer. And because all the people that had drawn illustrations for me over the years they were busy doing other things, and so they couldn't help me. So I thought, there's got to be a freelancer out there somewhere that could help me. So I put the story up on Freelancer, and she was one of the first people that responded. But she didn't just respond with her portfolio. She responded with what she thought Timothy looked like. And it was like, oh, my gosh, I didn't realize what Timothy looks like, but now I do. And so I awarded her the story, and she did an amazing job illustrating the story. And every page is just like even better than the last one. It's so fun to look at. The words are fun, but it's the illustrations that really bring it to life.
The book is Timothy McMaster. That's McMaister by James Lyman, Lyman, our guest on the program today. All this information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. I want to talk about taking the story idea and getting it out there in this form. What did you go through? You've got this message you want to get out there, but you need to do it, especially for a younger audience, in an entertaining way. How challenging was this to present this in a way that, again, I use the word informative, but entertaining at the same time?
Well, that's been my in my ministry to kids over the years. I have two words that really help define what my ministry is. It's fun. That's the first word, but the second word is meaningful. It needs to be a combination of fun, but also meaningful. And I thought that the story itself was kind of fun. It's like a Dr. Seuss rhyming kind of thing. But then the illustrations really brought it to life, and it made the words even more impactful. And what I wanted to do was make it so that the kids liked it, but also the parents enjoyed reading it. Because if the parents don't enjoy reading it, then you're wasting your time. But I heard from multiple people that they had so much fun reading it to their kids. But then afterwards, you know, they said that their kids picked up the book and wanted to look at the pictures again. And so I know that both the words and the pictures help create an avenue for parents to have a conversation with their kids. Sometimes parents are looking for a way to talk about something, but they don't know how to get started.
Yes.
Well, this book and the other books kind of help the parents know where to start and start that conversation. Hey, what do you think about it? Are you spending too much time on your screens? And so it can start a conversation, and then it helps parents too. I've heard this from multiple people as well, that the parents are like, I think I might be on my screen too much. So it's always helpful to get everybody in the same, you know, talking about the same thing. So that's what I've tried to do with this.
As parents and even grandparents go through this and you wonder how to approach a young person so you don't offend them and you say it properly so you get them to be self-reflective about what they're doing, James right. Lyman has done that for you in this wonderfully done book, Timothy McMaster. The book is available wherever books are sold. And I want you to go to his website as well, and I'll give you this throughout. There are basically two that you can do it, jameslymancreative.wordpress.com. And jimlymancreative.blog. There's so much there, and I want to talk about that before we finish, but let's go back and focus on the book. You mentioned the rhyming style. You're very good at that, and I would think that would be, it takes a special talent to be able to write in that format. Talk about that, because it really resonates with the child, doesn't it? It captures their attention.
Yes, it helps them engage with the words and the story. And I've been writing these kind of stories for a long time. I think probably over 25 years. And so you kind of get into a flow of how it works. You know, like there's a certain rhythm to the words.
Yes.
and the story. When I first started, I had no idea how to do that, but I would just talk it to myself and read it to my kids and read it to my grandkids now. And it just you kind of get used to the whole idea of how many syllables it has and how the word rhymes. And the stories kind of write themselves, actually. You know, you just kind of start with an idea and then you start with maybe a name. I wanted to rhyme the name. Timothy McMaster is a big time waster. And so even that is something that I think the kids and the parents can enjoy, and grandparents can enjoy, or people that, you know, like librarians can do story time with this book. And I think both of the words and the pictures do that. But I've been doing it for a long time, Rick, when I first started, I had a rhyming dictionary. That tells you how long ago this
yes.
was. Yeah. And then now you could just type in a word. What rhymes with this? And so I look at the list and I'm thinking, oh, there's a good rhyme. And so you try to fit it into the rhythm of the story. But it, you know, it takes a little bit of time, but it's so fun for me to do. In fact, sometimes I have way too much fun writing these stories because they kind of tickle me too. And then I, you know, you're kind of visualizing what the picture is going to look like. And Busizwe did an amazing job. And now I forgot to mention that she's only 19 years old.
Well, that's amazing.
So she's such a young artist, but she nailed it. I have an interview with her on my website. And so people can go to that website and see that interview that I did with her probably about a year ago. So it was really fun to talk to her. That was the first time I'd ever heard her, because I had no idea how to pronounce her name. Busizwe. It wasn't one that just rolled off my tongue, but it was a fun interview I did with her. So that's on the website as well.
It's on Jim's website. James Lyman is our guest on the program. The book is Timothy McMaster. That's McMaister. If you're Googling information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. What do you hope to achieve with this book? We've talked on some of the areas I'm sure that you're focusing on, but what do you hope as a child reads it, as a parent, as a teacher, as a librarian, as a grandparent gets involved as well? What do you hope to accomplish with the book?
Well, I think, you know, there's a whole list of stories that I've written in this series of Start a Conversation. My hope is that the kids are having fun reading the story, looking at the pictures, but also that it starts to change an attitude about screen time. And one of the things that Timothy does is, you know, being a time waster, he kind of gets the parents a little upset about it. And so they buy a device that turns off the internet. And so the kids are freaking out. But at the same time, it starts a conversation about scheduling. I hope that parents and kids can come up with a solution of, you know, how often they can be on their screens, for how long, and start a schedule. I know our grandkids that we live with have done that. And so there's a time frame that they have where they can be on their screens. But then there's other things that when we grew up, Rick, we were outside. We had
all
no
the
internet.
Time. Yep, all the time.
When the streetlights came on, that was our cue to go home. And, you know, maybe we went home for dinner, but then we were right back outside. And no matter what the temperature was, we didn't care. You know, if it was snow on the ground, it didn't matter. We built snow forts and all that. But these kids, I see them, and they're so sedentary. They don't move. They're just sitting around. And something, you know, I hope that something, these stories trigger an idea in the kids' heads that they can go outside, they can get with their friends, they can have a lot of fun like we did, and, you know, just be active and not just be sitting around. You know, you have to sit around and read a story, but the stories are so short that it doesn't take long at all for you to go through the story. And, you know, I was very, very careful to not write a really long story, something that maybe 10 minutes you could go through the book and look at it and look at the pictures and laugh about it, and then start conversations between the adults in these kids' lives where actually the adults are changing their attitude about it as well. And so I was hoping that was something that they would do with this book.
I think as an adult, when you read this, it's designed for the children primarily, but there's such a message in there that resonates with all of us as we're reading through this. It's like, you know, that is a time waster. And for some, it's like infringing on other people's time, depending on how you're spending your screen time. There should be a better way to do this. Maybe just having a conversation, as you mentioned, or getting outdoors. What's the response been like? What response are you getting to this book, Timothy McMaster?
Everybody is enjoying it. You know, I have received some reviews, and yeah, everybody so far has been very, very positive. And I get some emails from people. They find my website and they find, you know, that you can sign up for newsletters and things like that, and see things that I'm going to be putting up about follow-up things to do with parents and kids. And because that's what I've done as a children's pastor for so many years, but I wanted this to be something that they could, you know, the website could be something that they find something to do with their kids, and, you know, do some, maybe I love quotes. And so there's a quote about time wasting. I can't remember who said it, but it was like, sometimes we need to turn up the quiet.
Interesting.
And I love that quote, because sometimes we are surrounded so much by noise and so much chatter and so much stuff going on that we just need to quiet our spirits down and really, you know, get involved in something that, like reading a book, that just takes a little bit of time, but it adds so much to your, you know, the vocabulary and just the idea of what you can do with your time. I see so many kids wasting so much time, and you know, video games are fun. I don't really play too many, but you know, they're fun to do. But actually, is it helping you learn something? Well, maybe you know how to jump over that guy and kill him. But you know, it's fun to learn something else besides all the all the other stuff, all the bad stuff that you're learning for video games. You know, not that video games are bad, but just too much of anything can be a bad thing. And so that's what I wanted to try to do with these books.
You know, I love the quote, "I'm quiet." I feel so many people are intimidated by quiet. I can't handle quiet. I need to crank up music in the background, or I have to have the television on, or I have to have something. Quiet is peaceful, isn't it?
It really is. And, you know, I know people that they're not even watching the TV and they have it on.
Yes.
And just because it's the noise. And I'm like, there's something better to do. You know, I get it. You know, if you're walking around, if you're cooking, if you're doing something in the kitchen, you know, you might want some music on. That's fine. I've had many dance parties with kids and grandkids over the years with music in the kitchen. But, you know, it's fun to quiet your spirit down. It's fun to turn the quiet up in your life and do something positive. Do something positive. And that's what I've tried to do.
Well, you've hit the mark with Timothy McMaster. The book is by James M. Lyman, L-Y-M-A-N. Again, his websites are jimlymancreative.wordpress.com and jimlymancreative.blog. I'll save you a few letters if you use that one, and you'll find all this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You've talked about the series. Talk about the books that you've done and the books that you're working on. I love the passion you have for taking these messages and making them relatable to young people and helpful for old people as well. Talk about what you've done and what you're working on.
So the second one is called, let me just put it up here, Rosie LaProper. And she was an eavesdropper, and she overheard a conversation at school, and she misinterpreted it, and it spread like a wildfire, and it upset a lot of people. But, you know, the stories, I have 15. I have 4 that are illustrated by Busizwe, and I have another 11 that haven't been illustrated yet because it costs money. But, you know, hopefully every year I'm going to do 1 or 2 more books and get them out there. The next one after Rosie is Pete the Cheat.
Interesting.
And that's a good fun one. And then the next one after that that's illustrated is Bonnie McVeigh. Can you guess what her rhyme is? Bonnie McVeigh didn't like to obey.
Okay. Very good.
So, yeah. Very so Bonnie good. McVeigh didn't like to obey. So there's a bunch of stories that I have. Bob the Slob. you know, there's a bunch. Let's see. What's another fun one that I just did? Let's see. I'm looking at my list. Thomas Van Stout. He was full up of doubt. That's a fun one about an ice cream man. So, everything, you know, everything is a rhyming story. It should be fun to read. It should be fun for the kids to look at the pictures. But it has a message. I don't know about you, Rick, but when I was growing up, every TV show was trying to teach you a moral character trait, you know, like Andy Griffith Show. Andy Griffith Show, you know, it was always about something that Opie was doing, something that Barney was doing, you know, but there was a point to every show. And shows today, not so much. But, you know, I was like, what can I do as a person to try to get some of those character traits, some of those things that we want kids to learn about, being a good citizen, you know, not cheating on tests, you know, those kind of things, and some of the circumstances that people find themselves in. You know, Timothy was a time waster. So he was always good in school, though. So he got his homework done, but then he didn't do any extra, you know. And so one of the things that I want kids to do is start realizing that they can change behavior, hopefully motivate, just gets a little push in with something that they can do better to be a better son, daughter, to be a better citizen, to be a better student, to be, you know, just a better person all around.
A couple minutes left in the program, going by way too quickly. Our guest is James M. Lyman, L-Y-M-A-N. This book we're talking about is Timothy McMaster, M-C-M-A-I-S-T-E-R. Mention your website. Is there anything there that helps parents get involved in the conversation with their kids? What all are we going to find on your website?
Well, so far I haven't put much up there at all. I just put but my hope is over the next few months to start putting some of those resources. One of the things that I did, I had a live stream where I read Timothy McMaster. That's where that quote came in. You know, sometimes we need to turn up the quiet. Yes. That's where that came in. So there's going to be some things up there like that, where I do a recording, a live stream that you can watch with your kids, and, you know, something that they can learn as well, a different part of the story, you know, not the story itself, but just a different angle for this story, for the theme of the story. So there's going to be some resources there for parents, some follow-up questions for you to ask your kids. And I don't have anything up there yet, but I will. And so I wanted to mention that if people sign up there's a place on the website to sign up and put your email on it. I won't send you a bunch of stuff, but I am going to take a few people to send a free book to. So if you go to the website and you sign up for that, I'm going to take a few of those people, maybe the first five people that sign up, and I'm going to send you a book. So I'll have an email conversation with you about where should I send it and all that stuff. So I wanted to do that for a few people of your listeners.
Well, we appreciate that. And you can go to Jim's website, and he's got two of them. I'll get you to the same place. It's Jim Lyman, Lyman, creative.blog, and Jim Lyman creative.wordpress.com. And we've got those on our website so you can link directly. Get this information and check back. You'll find out when the other books are available. You'll be challenged with some of Jim's thoughts. I love your passion. Where did all of this come from? Working with young people. You've done it for three decades now with young people and families. Where did this passion for working and helping young people, where did this come from for you?
Well, I started working with kids a long time ago, back in the early 80s, at a church in Cleveland. And I started to realize, over the course of the last 30 some years, that it's a lot easier to train a child than it is to fix an adult. And so part of my passion comes from, we got to get some positivity going in these kids. And, you know, from a children's pastor perspective, you know, I talk about God and how he reacts and how he wants us to be involved, how he is involved in our lives and how he wants us to be involved with him and learning his word. But I wanted to take something more in a secular route and talk to parents and talk to kids. It's not religious at all, but it's hopefully getting some sort of thing in there that they can just learn from. That I've seen so many children over the course of my career that struggle with something. Other kids are like, why are they struggling with that? I don't struggle with that. But then there's things in their lives that they struggle with. I know, because I used to be a kid a long time ago. But it's part of the things as an adult, as a person, that you're like, man, I struggle with this. How can I improve myself? How can I, you know, learn something about this? And this is just one simple way that I wanted to follow up with kids and parents and grandparents and people involved in kids' lives. I have a friend out in California. They keep adopting and keep fostering kids, and they should have been done with kids a long time ago. But like, I think of him and his wife, and think that these are things that they can. I've already sent them all the books. these are things that they can read to their kids and their foster kids, because those kids are having a lot of challenges in their lives. They have a lot of baggage because of their past. So what can we do as adults, as caring individuals, to say, hey, I'm here for you, I love you, and here's something for us to think about and talk about. So that's kind of like where that passion comes from, Rick.
I love the passion, the enthusiasm you have, and it all comes out in his new book, Jim Lyman's new book, Timothy McMaster. A couple minutes left in the program. Tell me a little bit about your family. It has to be, you know, get your own little test group there when you're trying out the ideas with the young people there. Tell me about the family.
So my wife and I, Kim, we've been married 44 years. And I used to think of people that have been married over 40 years and think, man, those people are really old. And I don't feel that old. I don't feel that old. But we've been married 44 years, and we have three grown children. We have two daughters and a son. Our son is the youngest. And everybody's got kids. We have eight grandkids. And so some of this, some of what I've seen is from, you know, our experiences with our grandkids. Now they're scattered all over the country. We have two that live in Seattle. We have two that live in Houston, Texas, and we have four that live here in Virginia. So, but every time we get together, a few years ago, I put together a book for them, and I had it bound and printed, and I think it was Bob the Slob, and I gave it to all the kids and the grandkids, you know, just to have one per family, and it was so fun to read that with them and to hear their laughter and to hear them laughing at the pictures hear the conversations that are going on. But we have a great time when we get together.
I'm sure when they read this book, and I'm sure they have, they will thank you for getting them outdoors and enjoying what's out there and playing sports and hanging out with the neighbor kids. I'm sure they will go, this is a part of life that I'm not that familiar with. Thank you for introducing us to this, because this is really a great life, as you mentioned, that we all grew up with and cherish those memories for years. At the end of the program here, I want to ask you personally, anybody want to thank along the way for what you're doing today and how you're able to take your talents and impact so many lives?
Well, I especially want to thank my wife, who has stuck with me. She's moved all over the country with me in ministry, but you know, she's a great lady. She gives me great feedback. We have a great time together. And just, you know, my kids and my grandkids and the people that helped publish the book. I work with Newman Springs on that book, and, you know, just great people who supported me and gave me great encouragement, gave me some good feedback and good input. And so there's so many people that have helped with this. And just over the years, people that I've worked with and people that I've worked for. And just so many great people, and they have encouraged me and given me some great feedback and given me some great ideas of, hey, what's your next book going to be about? And I'm like, I don't know. And what do you think? And so everybody gives me what they think, and I'm like, oh yeah, that's a great idea. And so usually I take that idea and think about it, and usually it's one morning I wake up with a rhyme, the first rhyme in the story. Yes. And it's pretty fun. It's pretty fun for me. So there's a lot of people, but mostly my family, my wife, Kim, is great support.
Well, you've taken those ideas and you've really published these. You're impacting lives. You've got great ideas that you're working on, and would love to have the chance to talk about the other books in the series as they come out. And you've had a chance as well to work with Reader's Magnet, readersmagnet.com. I thank them for arranging today's interview, self-publishing and book marketing company. What's it been like working with Reader's Magnet along the way?
Oh, those guys are great. I got a phone call one day, and they were like, hey, have you ever thought about doing this? And have you ever thought about doing that? And I was like, well, I've done a little bit of advertisement, but not very much. And done a little bit. And so they were very instrumental in getting me this interview, and I appreciate them very much. They're a great bunch of people. They're out in California, so I haven't met them in person, but someday I hope to go out and maybe do a book fair where they have a section in the book fair and sign some books, do a book reading.
Oh, yes.
I would love that. So they keep telling me, hey, you should come out to California and do a book fair. And I'm like, well, I can't yet, but maybe someday when I get a little more ready to retire. But I'm having so much fun with the kids, man. It's hard for me to even think about retiring. It's just, you know, it's a lot of hard work, and I'm not as young as I used to be. But, you know, seeing kids get encouraged and see them changing behaviors and seeing them, you know, I have parents come up to me all the time and saying, hey, my kid is doing their chores now. And I'm like, oh, okay, great. You know, so things like that really spur you on. Usually I say I only need one hug around my leg every week to make me come back and do it again, because, you know, the kids are going to say, that was a wonderful message you did today, Pastor Jim.
Yes.
And but they will give me five and say, awesome, you know, and you know, that's fun for me. But Reader's Magnet has been great.
Well, it's been a pleasure, Jim, having you on the program. What a remarkable job you've done with the latest publication, which is Timothy McMaster. That's M-C-M-A-I-S-T-E-R. Book is available at all of the usual places, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. His website, very simple. I'll give you two of them. Take you to the same place. Jim Lyman, that's L-Y-M-A-N, creative.wordpress.com. And Jim Lyman creative.blog. And we've got all of this on our website. Jim, it's been a pleasure. Hopefully we can do this again. Thank you for joining us on the program.
Thank you so much, Rick. It's been a great time for me too.
It's been a pleasure. And again, all the books available wherever books are sold, and we'll have information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.